Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Previously on the stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
We're running from it too.
Say hide with us.
You hear the bear screaming,
"It's coming! It's coming!"
And then it swipes at Chantel.
I'll swim to a deer. I'll come back. Looks like I've been chased by you guys. And then if we don't spring a trap, then we can all investigate. What does that say? I'm just a little cautious.
There, like I said, are obvious signs of a struggle. And you can see very obvious drag marks going off into the forest. There's no blood here whatsoever. You touch it and it like... It's like gooey and sticky.
Is it like webs?
Yes.
Are we looking at webs, Adam?
We're looking at giant spiders, Adam?
Yeah, you're looking at giant spiders. If you were really quick, depending on how far away the spider's lair is, you might be able to save these people. Riding on the back of a gazelle is a elf, a strange-looking elf.
It is bad omen that we meet like this.
Are you here to try to rid the forest of the fae spider?
I can take you to the boundaries, but I do not know if I can help you.
He and the gazelle he is riding bow.
Oh my god! We bow. Oh, so deep.
You continue onward. You move further in. Who can I get kind of like a marching order, positions? Where would you like to be?
You don't have to
just walk in a line. You can kind of splay yourselves out if you want. You've got room.
I think if we just form some kind of like V formation.
Inwards V or outwards V?
I'm guessing in like an...
Point at the front.
Point at the front?
Point at the front, yes.
A chevron, it's sometimes called.
Yes, I was thinking the other way around. Point at the back.
Oh, I'll go at the back.
Yes. So then right. We have, look, I know Chantel didn't want to wear the armor we found, but does, you know, Yola like the new armor we had, the ethereal one? And also, yeah. I think the ethereal, I mean, the phase spider, if it moves in between things, you'll be able to see it?
Yeah, Yola will wear it.
You'll be able to see the spider and tell us when it's coming, but don't be loud about it, please.
Yola dons the armor of ethereal manipulation. Her AC is now 17.
She is now the ultimate gaslighter.
How? What?
It's a bad joke. Yeah. No, there would have been a better way to do it. She's now the prettiest gaslighter. Yeah, there we go. She's now the prettiest gaslighter. There we go.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Brought it home.
Who is? Is there someone up the front? Kind of tracking, and if so, are you doing it stealthily?
I'm at the back of the V.
So, yes, we'll have Big T at the back of the V. I guess we'll have Chantel and Yola in the front two prongs. Mm-hmm.
Well, stealth will be up to them then.
And then I'll be like, well, I guess then I'll be a little bit like 5 feet ahead of them trying to be stealthy, tracking them.
Okay.
And then... love in the middle. I guess it's, we've gone away from a V and now making a bit of a cross. Like
a
T.
A combat cross, if you will. Yeah.
Hey, a bigger T.
Between 1 and 29.
Oh, fuck.
No reason.
4.
What did you say? An NPC takes a sudden dislike to a PC. I've got 2 of those now.
Mm. Oh, I've picked 4 before.
I'm going to use them both at once. An NPC just sucks you in the face and is like,
"You deserved it.
You deserve this." And you believe them.
Why did you look at me?
Anyway. So you are unfortunately, you're good at tracking them. So good news. you track them well. Bad news is, you know that because they surprise you.
Yeah.
One giant spider and a lot of little spiders swarm out at you. The giant spider drops. All right, so here's some fucking nightmare fuel. So the giant spider had disguised itself. All the trees here are dead and blackened. And the giant spider had disguised itself as part of trunk and then tree branches. And then it starts moving and falls down. Then on the opposite side of trees, the side of trees that you cannot see, thousands upon millions of tiny spiders begin crawling out. They had positioned themselves so that the tree, so that they were just on the other side of the tree where you couldn't see them. They all begin to swarm you.
No.
Let's go to initiative.
That sounds bad. That sounds really bad. I don't like it. Not one little bit.
So, Big T, who would you like to act with?
I'm going to go Yayola.
Oh, sorry. That's Global. Sorry, Global, who would you like to be to act with?
Steel.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, you can, though.
Yeah, right. I'll steal, Adam.
That's funny. And then, Big T, who would you like to act with?
Love is Blind.
Twist.
All right. So, it's a surprise round, and the giant spider goes first. The giant spider attacks you, Global.
Oh.
The giant spider tries to bite down on you.
No. None of this. Gross.
It does so.
I hate this, Adam.
Two dagger-like fangs penetrate into your breast. You take 5 points of piercing damage. And you're going to need to make a constitution saving throw. You
pass with flying colors.
Fail.
Damn.
Oh, I liked your one better too.
You fail and take an extra 9 points of poison damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, no. Oh, that's rough, but cool. All right. That was the big spider's turn. Then the little spiders. One of them is going to swarm Big T. One of them is going to swarm Chantel. And one of them is going to swarm Global. Yeah, I know. It sucks. Global. Global, you're just covered in spiders. Big T. Also just covered in spiders. Chantel, yeah, these spiders suck. All right, back to the top. It's the big spider's turn. Yes, the prize rounds suck. They suck a huge donkey dick.
Rip, Global.
Global tries to bite in the same place, but instead you stick your flipper in front, and the two daggers go straight through your flipper, and then poisonous just being spat on your chest.
This is going to really harm my swimming ability.
Then the tiny spiders. Global? Yeah, they're just still on you. And Yaola's turn.
Right. Okay. So, let's see here. What spells can I do? Can I, if I was to do an ice knife, does that injure everybody?
Well, depends where you throw it, I suppose. Unfortunately, the spiders are kind of on all of your allies. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to target multiple sets of spiders, you would have to hurt an ally as well.
Okay. And I can't
actually, it'd be yourself.
Yeah. I can't do a bonus action spell and a spell at the same time, can I?
You can't cast two spells in one turn unless one of them is a cantrip.
So I could do a healing ward on myself or healing word on myself and then produce flame?
Yeah, that's allowed. Oh, so long as one of them is a bonus action.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I'll heal myself with a healing ward.
That's
word,
a
sorry.
D4, I believe.
D4 plus a 3.
Yes. You recover 7 hit points.
Hey.
Good for you.
That's something. I'm alive. And then I will produce flame and try and get the spiders off me and scramble.
You will be using it at disadvantage because it's a ranged spell and you're using it on you.
Yeah, it's a self spell, so yeah, sure.
Unfortunately, you try to like douse the spider. Oh, what is their AC? Not enough. You try to douse the spiders, but it's really difficult because it's like the way the spell shoots out of your hand, it's hard to angle it without just shooting yourself in the fucking chest.
That's fair. Can I roll away?
You can just move away, but you will take attacks of opportunity from just the big spider. The little spiders won't won't deal attacks.
Oh, I want to try and get away from the big spider, but not if it's going to just slaughter me.
Well, it could miss.
No. It seems bad. We'll get. Let's see here.
And then Yeola also gets a turn.
So I guess Yeola will probably. Let's see. Guiding bolt on the big spider.
All right. Yeola shoots a bolt of energy at the big spider. The holy light strikes the spider on the side, rocking it up and then down. It takes 13 points of damage. And is there secondary effect? Yeah, that's right. And the next attack roll against the target before the end of your next turn has advantage. Yes. So a light begins to it slowly dims, but a light begins to sheath the spider, giving the next attack against it advantage.
That's something.
Big D, it's your turn. It's Big D and Big Love.
You're the only one who calls him that.
Yeah, I like calling him that.
Okay. What's the matter? Is it a fine option to stop, drop, and roll to try and squish them all?
Yeah, you could, yeah.
I would like to do that.
You can also just, well, they'll follow you, but you can't just step out of their space.
I thought they were on me.
Yeah, so... Well, instead of step out of their space, you can just grab them and start throwing them off you and keep moving, but they will probably just track and follow you unless they pick a new target, I suppose.
So I guess you could say, mechanically, you could step out of them and attack.
Yeah.
In that case, I would like to throw them off of me as I move toward the big one and try to cut off the big one's leg.
All right, so you want to attack the big one?
Yes, please.
All right. You hit!
Hey!
Good job. Congratulations.
Yes.
You deal 13 points of damage.
Oh, Brill. I love to hurt.
Good word. Oh, that spider goes down.
Oh, that's good news. Oh, that's real good news.
You cut that spider's head off.
Didn't even know they had the head.
All right. Spiders have a head.
It'll feel more like cutting its face off than its head, though.
All right. Now you just got the little boys.
Yeah.
Love is blind. If Love is blind is able to
Love is blind.
Move out of 15-foot range of other people but still zap a bunch of spiders with Thunderwave, they would love to do that.
Those spiders are going to need to make a constitution saving throw. They pass. I'm sorry. They'll take damage, but half. Those spiders take 5 points of damage. It's not nothing, you know? It's still something.
It is something.
Hit points to swarm spiders. Oh, that's too many. All right, a bunch of spiders are just smooshed, but there are still so many spiders left. And it is Chantel's turn. Chantel is going to attack the spiders that are attacking her.
That's fair. I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't do that.
Chantel.
Yeah, unfortunately.
She gave them little kisses.
Yeah. Well, look, she could have fucked it up worse.
She could have fucked it up worse.
It's at least, you know, you've got Chantel around.
Yeah, we don't have to pick numbers between 1 and 29 right now, and that's pretty good.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jackson here interrupting this garbage podcast to tell you about one of SansPants Radio's other garbage podcasts, Plumbing the Death Star, the best podcast you'll ever hear. Me and the two Joels ask dumb questions about pop culture we truly know nothing about, inevitably making you frustrated but also entertained. Look for Plumbing the Death Star wherever podcasts are found.
So, 1, 2, 3 is Big T. 4, 5, 6 is Global. 4, 5, 6. Global, the spiders attack. Unfortunately, they get you a bunch.
Ah, ick, no.
Spiders all over you keep...
They're just so moist.
It feels like an acupuncture session.
Mm.
You take 8 points of damage.
Cool.
Then a bunch of them start attacking because Big T has moved away. A bunch of them start attacking Yeola. Yeah, they're on Yeola, but they can't find purchase in her armor. And then a bunch attack Chantel. Same with Chantel. Then it is Glubbel, your turn.
Good. Can I chug a health potion?
You can try. It's hard to find your mouth because there's a spider on your face right now.
Okay.
Recover 8 hit points.
Use a spider as a straw. Yep.
I'll try and back up if I can.
Yeah, sure. That's allowed.
That's good. And then I'll get Yeola to do some, guess what? Crossbow, I guess? Or dagger? Yeah, probably crossbow if they're in to shoot some spider swarm.
Are they attacking your spiders or the spiders on her?
Let's go my spiders.
All right.
Well, I take a step back, if they can.
A crossbow bolt in bed. Do you wear armor?
No.
A crossbow bolt, maybe you've got a sleeve exposed. A crossbow bolt slips right through the sleeve and then tears a hole in your clothes and then kind of just sits in the hole. You look at Yeola and she gives you a really apologetic look, and then a spider crosses over her face and she needs to blow out before it tries to... as it's trying to force its way into her mouth.
That's completely understandable, yes. Everyone is back away from those swarms.
All right.
I never want to hear that sentence.
Well, you just heard it. Mm. All right. Then it is Big T and Love's turn.
I would like to start trying to use...
Halberd's still a good option.
Yeah, it seems excessive, you know. But I suppose if I turn it more like a... What's it's not a butcher. It's the person who is
cleaver?
No, it's the person who's like the sheep's dad before the shepherd. So like a shepherd's crook, like turn it so it's like a shepherd's crook and just sort of like scrape him off.
So you start with razor like precision. Big T uses the halberd to just gently
thank you.
Begin cutting spiders off
thank you. Thank you.
Big T, you do 14 points of damage. Those spiders are gone. There are two swarms of spiders left. One is attacking Yeola. One is attacking Chantel. What would you like Big Love to do? I mean, Love is blind. I'm sorry. I'm the only one who
Big
calls
Love.
That.
Well, yes, look. No, Big Love fine. Is good.
Love is blind. Love is blind is going to take the little dagger and chop them all up off of Yeola.
All right. Love is blind deals 5 points of damage to the spiders on, did you say Yeola?
I did.
All right.
Chop, 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 chop.
And that is Chantel's turn. Chantel smooshes some spiders with her warhammer. Oh, yeah, that's a good weapon for this.
That makes sense.
If you just pull the heavy bit of the warhammer against your body and just sort of grind it, because she's got armor on, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Make it in paste. Hmm.
Then it is the spider's turn. The spiders attack Yeola.
Why not run? Oh, my God.
The spiders attack Chantel.
That's so embarrassing for spiders.
And back to the top. Glubble and Yeola, these spiders are not intelligent. They'll fight to the death.
Oh, that's so sad.
Right. Okay, cool. So they're on people right now, yes?
They're on Chantel and they're on Yeola.
Okay, well, Yeola is they've got a dagger, don't they? We'll just dagger them.
Okay.
Me and her, we'll just dagger them
Chantel,
together.
Chantel, Yeola, I mean, needs a better weapon.
Yes.
She's a decent melee fighter now.
Yes.
Supposedly. What's her strength? No, never mind. Yeola needs a finesse weapon. Then she's decent in a fight.
Mm.
Sorry, you want Yeola to just dagger at the spiders?
Yes, or because dagger the spiders.
Yeola deals 6 points of damage to the spiders on her.
Good, and I'll also get there with the dagger.
You miss. You're like trying to stab, but every time you're going to stab a spider, Yeola has already killed it, and you're like, ugh.
Don't stab my good friend. Nip.
Big D.
I would like to help out. I'll bring my little halberd over, and I'll start helping Chantel out with her spider issues.
You indeed help her out with her spider issues, dealing only 8 points of damage.
Oh.
Yeah. The spiders on her are still alive, but you've definitely weakened them. They'll be doing half damage now. You've thinned out the herd, as it were. What would you like Love to do?
Finish him off.
He does a decent job. Well, he hits. He does 4 points of damage. Yeah, 4 points of damage. On who, sorry?
Chantel.
Chantel, all right. There are still spiders on Chantel, but it's her turn. Chantel gets them off her. All right, it's the small spider's turn. They attack Yeola. They get through.
Oh, no.
But they're weakened, so they're only going to do half damage. 6 points of damage to Yeola, and then it is Glubble and Yeola's turn.
Well, we'll just... Sorry.
They've started crawling into
God.
The armor.
Oh, God. Just flex your armor, and we'll just try and get the last of them.
The two of you deal enough damage to wipe out the last of the spiders.
Okay. Well, that's sucked. Right, well, Yeola, here's a health potion, and I'm going to chug one as well.
All right. You recover 7 hit points, and Yeola recovers 6.
Yes, well, that was good. Perfect. Right, how's everybody going?
I feel great.
Yes. Yeah. Just us, huh? Hmm. Well, that was terrifying.
Where are the people?
That was an ambush.
That was an ambush. Sorry, I was too busy looking at the horse. Right, well, shall we? Keep hearing.
That's fine,
eyes
then.
Eyes peeled. Let's soldier on.
You mean the ambushes and there's going to be more?
Maybe. Maybe.
Global, you see ahead of you, the webbing is kind of thick all over the place, but the webbing is... It's like spiders moving from tree to tree using, you know, how spiders will web.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Spider-Man.
Yeah, yes. They web sling like Spider-Man, yes. But this feels like they're making a permanent location. There's like a nest of sorts. You can see in the nest, it's... Imagine if the trees had lost all of their leaves, or they have. The trees here have lost all of their leaves, and in place of leaves, there is now webbing. And the space here is thick with spiders. Many, many, many small ones, but a great deal many big spiders.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like that part in Shrek 1 where Fiona runs around with the two sticks and catches a lot of spiders in two sticks and then rolls them up. So it's almost like fairy floss.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Imagine a lot of that for big trees. You can see, yeah, spiders scuttling in and among them. There's like a global, there's an obvious pattern to the webbing where it slowly begins to get denser and thicker, almost like all of these individual spider webs form one massive, large spider web that eventually has a nexus to it. And in that nexus, you see a giant spider. This spider is probably significantly larger than any of the other spiders around it. And there are some big fucking spiders here. This large spider, though, it's got like a jet blue color to it rather than the black colors of the spiders around it. The air around it seems to pop, sizzle, and snap, like the spider is giving off waves of heat. And every now and then you see its form shimmer and judder.
Okay, they haven't noticed us, yes?
No, they haven't.
Okay, so up ahead is this fae spider. I count. How many other spiders do I see?
Hundreds.
Right. See, there's this the fae spider. There's hundreds of other spiders.
Are you talking about just big spiders?
Yes.
Just big spiders. Still quite a few. You would count at least 13 big spiders.
So we have 13 very big spiders.
Of varying sizes.
Of varying sizes. And then we have the one big one. Right. Okay. Can we see any, like, wrapped up human?
Oh, yes, sorry. There are many bundled forms in among the web. None of them are moving, but they all look very tightly bundled.
Is there a way to maybe you create water on the people and then for everything else we burn it down?
I mean, yes, you could probably...
I think burning everything down would be very fast.
Yes, perhaps, but creating water on... Are they spread apart, the bundles?
Yes, they are quite spread apart. You could try to go around... Well, no, you couldn't try to go around and individually free them. This place is just too busy for that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cover. It's mostly just spiderweb, and the spiderweb is not very... It doesn't cover you very well. There's a lot of spiders here as well.
I mean, obviously this is the more favorable option, but imagine if we did take more time and then we couldn't save them and we just, it would have been easier to burn everything down.
I mean, 100%, yeah, it would have been so easy to burn them all down.
And
what if
we work on, I mean, could we, like, we're obviously, we're going to try and save them, but what if we just burn everything down anyway?
Is this castle big T?
No, that's fair. I guess I'm strategizing. That's not in the spirit of the game. Never mind. Never mind about the path not taken.
Yes, we could probably cause a fire and burn quite a lot.
I just think it would be good.
The chances of us rescuing anybody would be somewhat slimmer.
I think they're kind of slim now.
But yeah,
to be honest, of spiders.
There's quite a lot of spiders.
They got more legs than we got fists.
Yes, yes. Right, is anywhere here?
There does not seem to be an easy way of doing this.
Yes, no. Perhaps we could back away a bit and try to attract maybe one or two of the spiders without any of the other spiders noticing and try to...
That seems impossible.
Yes.
That seems very impossible. How do you say hello to one of them and not 12 more?
Well, they all seem to be scuttering about, yes, but if we could try and pull one of them closer...
They'll all notice. They're friends.
Potentially, yes.
If one of us got pulled away, I'd know. I hope.
Yes. Well,
you turn back to your two friends.
Yes.
Oh, no. Good point. Okay.
Yes. Anyone here have any experience, I guess, of fighting a big spider?
I think I did an okay job.
Lovers Blind shakes his head. As I said, I've never seen a spider until today. Oh,
yeah. Does anybody have any crossbow or things I can set on fire before we shoot them? So they catch on fire, and then when their friends try to help them, they also catch on fire.
Chantel unlumbers her container. She has like a metal container that holds all of her crossbow bolts. I have this.
Very good. You could use my flame. You could load up the crossbow and fire it through the flame. I could leave it somewhere.
And do we have oil in our torches? Yeah. Does anybody have oil? Because then the fire will last longer.
Yes, we do have oil.
Let's make it an oily fire.
Yes.
So wait, what is your plan currently?
Dip the crossbow bolts in oil, set them on fire, and shoot the spiders so that they burn.
Okay.
The big ones.
Yes. Try and get some of the web. Web's pretty flammable, right?
Well, you could shoot the spider or you could shoot the web.
Either way.
Yeah.
I mean, aim for spider, and if you miss, you land amongst the web.
That's true.
Is that a paraphrasing of a famous quote?
No, it's a Big T original,
no,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Big T original? All right, cool.
It is very wise.
Shoot for the spider. Even if you miss, you land among the web.
Yes, it's a very good point.
Land among the stars. I mean web.
So, look, I think perhaps if we get Chantel, Yeola, and you hear Big T perhaps in front, while me and Love provide some range support, as it were.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I don't have anything I can shoot. I can throw a hand. Oily hand axe.
Yes.
Flaming hand axe. I'll pick that later.
Actually, probably you and Chantel, because Yeola, you don't have any close range weapons, do you?
Yeola slowly shakes her head. No, I have but a dagger, I suppose.
Yes, you've got a crossbow as well. So perhaps Yeola, myself. Can I use a crossbow, Adam?
I don't know.
It's one of those good things made from wood or a yucky thing made from metal.
Oh, foul! Feral! Yucko!
No, you just don't know how. I don't think it's a wood thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've got...
It's just tricky. You look at it and you're like, huh.
So, well, if we were to do this, I would suggest we use the best of our abilities as quick as you can. We've still got the heroism from our good friend.
It might be clever to use it now.
Yes, we'll use that. You get really angry there, Big T.
Oh, I plan on it.
Good. And then I guess any of the bigger spells that we have from Love, you can probably aim at the biggest spider, say for that.
Do your big shocky.
And I guess me and Yeola will use our healing powers.
For good, for once.
Yes, for good, for once.
No, you're not sure which NPC said that.
Just a spider. For good, for once. Yes, good work, spider. I guess spread out a little bit because hopefully their webbing doesn't get us. And yes, I guess now is a bit better. There's no way to hide, is there?
To hide? Probably not, no.
Yes, no. See, there's no...
Not here, no.
No, see, there's no real way of us...
You're kind of concealed where you are, but once you start firing, there's no hiding where you are.
You have one shot with the element of surprise, and I think we should take it.
Yeah, we should get a surprise round, yeah?
Yeah, you will.
God, we're good. This never happens to us.
No, it does not.
It doesn't tend to, no.
We usually are surprised, even if... You know, we think we're in control of the plan.
It would really suck if I made one of the NPCs charge, and then technically they would be the only ones in a surprise round.
Yes, it would be very rude.
Now, remember, nobody charge.
Yes.
If I just suddenly started playing the NPCs as suicidal.
No. What would Falmorn do? We have to think like Falmorn.
Yeah, no, Chantel's like, I guess I can't die.
I'm invincible.
I guess everyone will always bring me back.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, I haven't died.
Yes. Everybody, I guess, activate their heroism thing. And then we'll, I guess, try and get the most recent, the closest spiders and try and get rid of them one by one and focus fire if we can. And if things are looking dire.
A very inspirational yes. speech, to be sure.
Okay, right. Good point, good point. How about this then? Look, we are here to do good. And right now, doing good is rescuing the fine people who are traversing the King's Road. And we are their only chance to rescue them. That is it. It's us.
So much pressure.
So we need to rally together and be the best that we can and get rid of these people, not just for the people that have been taken, but for people that were taken beforehand and for the future people that were using the King's Road. We will become, quite frankly, heroes of this forest. And that young elf that I forget the name of will give us a boon. And I want that boon.
God, this hair was so just leaves.
Yeola wipes away a single tear. And as you spring forth, ready to fight, Glubble, can I get who you want to fight with?
I will fight with... look, I've been enjoying fighting with Yeola. Why doing a good thing?
It's true. You stole her from me fair and square.
Yes.
I respect the shit out of that, by the way. I think it's good that you did that. When it's like you could steal, I'm like, fuck, you have to.
I know. You know?
Big T.
Love is blind.
And then that leaves Chantel on her own.
Nothing bad's ever to happen to her.
So, exploding from your cover, Chantel gets to act first. She's going to charge down the nearest giant spider, and she swings with her hammer. Her mighty hammer doesn't miss. Thankfully.
Okay, good. I have all heroism upped by the
heroism, party. Yeah.
We all do heroism.
Mm-hmm. As a gang, because it's cool.
Yeah, to do with your friends.
Yeah.
Sad if you do it by yourself. Yeah. Fun with a gang.
Yeah.
She slams her warhammer into one of the wolf spiders, killing it. Sorry, they're giant wolf spiders. Mm-hmm. And then there are different types of giant spiders here. Yeah.
Wolf spiders in D&D is just the size of a wolf.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I'm
and
not happy.
Then it is Glubble, your turn.
Right, I will produce flame, and I will hurl it at, I guess, the closest.
Would you like to target one of the wolf spiders or one of the giant spiders?
Probably one of the wolf spiders, is he.
You will probably miss.
Damn.
Yeah. Your fireball slams into some webbing next to the spider.
Mm?
Fire begins to catch a little bit, but it doesn't look very promising. What would you like Yeola to do?
She is also going to... could she... use her crossbow and perhaps... as I was like aiming for the fire to try and shoot the fire to get it on fire and then hit one of the wolf spiders.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds like the bold prima donna. Hmm? The fire caught fire.
She hits one of the... Which spider, sorry? The one you were aiming at?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
She deals 5 points of piercing damage and then 1 point of fire damage.
That rules.
The wolf spider is wounded but not hurt.
That's okay.
A wounded... Sorry. The wolf spider is wounded but not killed.
That's okay. That's something.
Killed is the most hurt.
Yes.
And also the least amount of hurt you can feel.
Big T.
Tree Stump is going to dip their hand axes in some oil fire.
Uh-huh.
And do hand axes, aiming for the biggest spider they can see that's surrounded by webs. So even if they miss.
You're going to rage?
Yes. I'm so mad.
Big T.
Yeah.
You have a flask of oil. You pour it all over the axe, dousing the axe heavily. The oil, unbeknownst to you, you just don't notice because you're raging. It washes all over your hand and arm as well.
Oh my God.
And then when you light it, you catch fire.
Well, look, that's something.
Can I still please throw
it? You can still throw it.
Yeah.
But you do take a point of fire damage and you are on fire.
That's good.
We know it works.
All right. So would you like to throw your hand axes?
Yep. Yes, please.
First hand axe is a hit. Second, critical miss. So the first hand axe.
Yeah.
Does minimum.
This is great for our first round of surprise. This is rough to a good flying stop.
Wow, this sucks.
Any good cards there to play?
No.
You deal 6 points of slashing damage, 1 point of fire damage. Another wolf spider is... Oh, were you aiming for a giant or a wolf spider?
Aiming for the giant ones, but look, specifically the giant ones surrounded by the most amount of web, so that even if I miss, I'd still have a chance of hitting something. Web. Yeah.
You wound one of the giant spiders.
Okay.
But that's it. Then your other attack... Hesitation, you lose your bonus action on your next turn. So being on fire has its drawbacks. One of those drawbacks is the primal part of your brain that turns on when you rage, that like instinctual barbarian frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
It is consumed with fear of fire right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Being on fire does have its drawbacks, I see.
Yeah.
And what would you like Love is Blind to do?
Love is Blind will, I guess, just maybe use the oily fire on my sleeve to light their crossbow bolt.
And then fire at?
A different spider so that many can catch on fire.
All right.
Big one.
Love is Blind misses. His crossbow bolt also hits the webbing. A little fire begins to lick around and spread. Once again, it doesn't look super promising. The crossbow bolt, as it flies at extreme speed through the air, it quite obviously doesn't hold fire very well.
Hey, look, it's a good plan. I think.
But I'm giving it such fast oxygen. One of the ingredients for a fire.
Yeah, yes. Fast oxygen does sometimes help a fire. You are correct.
God, life's about finding the balance, isn't it? Mm-hmm,
All right, back to the top. So now the spiders get their turn.
What?
Oh, yeah.
But surprise!
You had your surprise round.
Oh.
Now we're into a real round of combat.
Oh, they're so quick.
They're so quick. They got so many legs. How can we compete?
That spider in the center, the one you identify, it must be the phase spider.
Yes,
that one in the center. Just teleports away.
Yeah, hate that.
Oh, good. That problem solved.
It's Chantel's turn.
Oh, no.
She swings at the wolf spider in front of her again. Cool. She gets a critical fail. Shattered confidence. You have disadvantage on attack rolls until you can successfully hit. She swings, misses the wolf spider. The wolf spider begins laughing at her.
Oh, that's yucky.
No, thank you.
They shouldn't be able to do that.
It laughs like Muttley. Glubble, it's your turn.
Well, we'll get Eola to crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. It's a flaming crossbow on that wolf spider that we wounded.
She finishes off a wolf spider.
Excellent. And I'll aim for another wolf spider.
With the...
With the flame.
Flaming tar.
With the...
Yes, Adam, what's happened?
Adam, can you get that dice and throw it away?
I'll stop using that die.
I just feel you're being very rude to your good friends.
Adam, what's happening? Fill us in, man. You got to talk to us.
You throw the ball of fire, Global.
Yes.
And as you form the ball of fire in your hands, you realize you're not looking at the ball of fire. You're looking at your own face. And when you throw the ball of fire, your perspective zooms through the air. You slam harmlessly into that spider.
Oh.
And then you and the spider need to make saving throws.
For what?
Adam?
So?
Yeah?
Global?
Yes?
You look at the party and yourself, and you see yourself looking at you with abject panic. You can see yourself many, many times over through your eight eyes.
What could have happened to poor, heroic, defenseless, sweet, innocent Glupple? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
You see a shape moving through the trees. The shape is low and on all fours. In the flash, though, you can see it sprinting away.
I'm Murray Edwards. I'm a reporter for the New York City Tribune.
If you want to get out of this country alive, your best chance is to forget your fucking job while you're there. It is the height, some might say, of the Vietnam War. It has been about a year since the Tet Offensive. Ever since the Tet Offensive, things have been unstable, to say a word. He gestures to a diagram pinned up on the wall behind him, and you can see it looks like a bomb, but the cross-section shows that it is something so much stranger. We are already behind schedule there, and we have a wounded that we need to carry with us. If we miss that ELO evac, we are going to be humping it all the way back. You understand that, right?
One thing I know about wild animal attacks is a lot of the time, there's less blood than you'd think.
There is, in total, maybe 20 or 30 graves, like perfectly dug graves, in the ground here. There are no bodies in them, though.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping down the plain, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet. When we go back to there, I can't, Bob, I don't know the words. Bob.
When you get pushed back further and further and further, eventually you will reach a place of last resort. And when you get there, anything is possible.
If someone's in their bed at night, everyone goes to sleep. In the morning, you wake up and it could look like they just walked off into the brush and didn't come back.
The Place of Last Resort, a new miniseries coming out weekly on SansPantsRadio.com for King subscribers.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.